V'zeichachas de'avos, he remembers the kindness of the avos, and maybe Gaili brings the redemption. Livnei v'neim, for the children's children. Why does it have to say that? V'zeichachas de'avos, and maybe Gaili, l'man shema b'yava. What's the significance of the v'nei v'neim, and who are they? So the Ben Yishchai, in Parshas B'Shalach, says the v'nei v'neim are the Shvatim. Sorry, the v'neihem are the Shvatim. So v'nei v'neihem is Klal Yisrael. So if so, why are we mentioning the Shvatim and then Klal Yisrael? Says the Ben Yishchai, because, yes, the Shvatim are the continuation of the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, then you have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, etc. What we're trying to do here is to be ma'ira the zechus of the Shvatim. We want to invoke the merit of the holy tribes, Yud Beis Shiftei Ka, as well as the Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So maybe Gaal of Nevinayim is we're mentioning we've mentioned the Avos, we now mention the Shvatim, and then we mention ourselves too. Sasemes develops this further, and he quotes the Chiddushei Harim, talking about the Shivim Nefesh. We know there were 70 souls that went down to Mitzrayim. And says the Chiddush Harim, that whenever a Jewish person finds themselves in trouble, they can invoke the Zechus, the merit, of the 70 source souls that went down to Mitzrayim. And that's what may be Goyal Livnei V'neihem. For all generations, Livnei V'neihem is the Shivim Nefesh. Those 70 root souls that came down to Mitzrayim had an achiza in the Avos, he says. They had this connection to Yaakov Avinu and Bnei Banim Harehim Kabanim, and therefore they were deeply and profoundly connected to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And therefore we tap into that. We need to develop this thought. Chasam Sofer says, Livnei V'neihem is like having little children that are saved in the zechus of their adult parents. Because the children themselves might not have a zechus, a merit in their own right, they don't have das yet. Also, they haven't got an aviris yet. But they're saved in the zechus of their parents. You put that all together, and you come out with something very important. Umevi Gaya, who for Livnei V'neihem, for those who consider themselves part of the Jewish story, those who are identifying with the family of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, of the Shvatim, of the Shivim Nefesh, and they're saying, this is my story, I am connecting to them. Someone that sees themselves as part of the Jewish story, will be part of the process of Geula. We'll be there when Mashiach comes. Michlal Heilat Hashemei Alav, the inference of this is frightening. That someone that doesn't consider themselves to be part of the Jewish people, part of the Jewish story, is not going to merit that. Because it's not their story. They're not able to invoke Zechus Avos if they don't see themselves as being part of the family. Maybe they won't be around when the Geula comes, and we know so many Jews have got lost. We should shake and shudder when we think about this. Because we need to reach out to our brothers and sisters, to enable them to connect, to feel part of this story, to feel part of the Jewish people, to feel part of the Jewish family, to feel that chibur, that connection to Klal Yisrael as children. V'nei v'neihem of the Avos, to be part of the family of Klal Yisrael to the point where the Geula comes, they'll be part of it too. Anyone that considers themselves part of Klal Yisrael, part of this family of the Jewish people, ought to feel pain that there are other Jews that don't feel part of this, and ought to feel motivated to reach out to them so they'll be part of this story of Geula as well.